This is St. Louis Public Radio. Illinois lawmakers passed new congressional maps in October that carve up the state for the next 10 years. 14 of the 17 new districts heavily favor Democratic candidates. That's not surprising since Democrats dominate the legislature. But some say this partisan advantage also comes at the expense of some Metro East communities. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports from O'Fallon.
Cars whiz by on one of O'Fallon's main north-south roads. Here on Lincoln Avenue, just south of City Hall, the road serves as the dividing line between the new 12th and 13th congressional districts. They're currently represented by Republicans Mike Bost and Rodney Davis, respectively. The new boundary only sticks to Lincoln for a few blocks before jumping west on 5th Street and then north on Oak. Don't worry if this sounds confusing. It is. In fact, when I went to O'Fallon with my reporting partner, Kelsey Landis of the Belleville News Democrat, we struggled to keep track of which district we were in.
Hang on, okay. Yes. So this is the 12th congressional district, and that's the 13th. There's a school, there's the church, there's, you know, multiple houses. I mean, it's not like we're here on one side and then on the other side there's nothing.
This is how Illinois' new congressional maps and state legislative maps treat many communities. O'Fallon Mayor Herb Roach says this kind of division doesn't help his community. The city of 32,000 will be represented in part by two people in Congress, three state senators, and four state representatives over the next decade.
This makes me feel like we don't have really somebody who represents and understands the needs of our community when we're so split.
Roach says he doesn't feel like his city will get people who will advocate for the things O'Fallon needs, considering it's one of the only Metro East communities that's growing.
Our needs are probably a lot different than a Champaign or a Springfield or somebody like that, whether it be with our water lines, with our sewer, our stormwater, our streets.
The two congressional districts O'Fallon straddles are quite large. The 13th snakes up through Springfield to Champaign, and the 12th extends east to Indiana and down to cover southern Illinois. The new 15th district also includes parts of the Metro East, and it's another big one. It spans 35 counties from Illinois' border with Missouri and Iowa all the way to Indiana. Ken Moffitt, the political science department chair at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville, says these geographically large districts can be difficult to represent.
Just physically, in terms of getting two constituents in different part of the district, much less representing them in some ways, simply because the people who live in that district are very different from each other.
Moffitt says representatives should appeal to common interests in their district, but it's hard for him to see many things that unify. He points to the new 13th district as an example.
The Urbana-Champaign area versus the Metro East, you have fundamentally different economic drivers. And then with Decatur, different still from both, and then Springfield, with a non-trivial part of the economy driven by the presence of state government.
Moffitt says this doesn't mean it's impossible, just more challenging. To Congressman Rodney Davis, it's all about how much a representative and their staff commit to engaging with the communities in their district.
You want people who are willing to get out of their office. You want people who are willing to get integrated into their communities and the communities that we serve, and is really show a willingness to go help.
The Republican from Taylorville currently represents the 13th district, but he's drawn into the new 15th. Davis hasn't decided where he's going to run in 2022. He says there can be some advantages for communities that are split up in the new congressional map.
It can be a benefit by having multiple voices in Congress advocating on your behalf, or if you have members of Congress that aren't as active, it can be a detriment.
Davis adds most people in central and southern Illinois aren't paying attention to redistricting and probably don't know it's happening. That was the case with Charlie Cook, who owns the Happy Bakery in O'Fallon. She didn't know her community had been split up until we came into her shop and showed her a map of the districts.
It seems like very cherry-picking as far as the way the representatives are choosing their demographics. If they're being split up by partisan lines or by racial lines, then that does not seem like it's provoking a lot of fair representation.
Other locals like Ellie Gillespie weren't bothered.
How does it make you feel that your city is split?
Oh, it didn't make me feel different. No, not.
Why's that?
Because it's the same taxes.
John Greenstreet, who owns the bike surge and repair shop in O'Fallon, says people focus too much on gerrymandering. He says it's a symptom of a larger issue.
Things like term limits and some anti-corruption measures would make a whole lot more sense than even thinking about the maps. If we could focus our efforts on addressing those kind of issues, we'd see a lot more value as citizens.
Besides, at the end of the day, Greenstreet says there's got to be a split somewhere. In O'Fallon, I'm Eric Schmidt, St. Louis Public Radio.